You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What a voice! An accent! Quinton right. Post! That's your starting center. Let's go!
Quinton Post.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of coaches, later on in the show, we got a...
You found a gem.
This show loves rants.
Yeah.
And we found a great one earlier today.
Were you familiar with this coach before you heard the rant?
Once I heard his name, it rang a bell.
All right, not for me.
And his team won by 40.
Dude.
And he still was hot, this
real
guy.
Real quick, before we get to it, ask me why I'm nervous.
Well, because the Warriors are playing.
That and I'm going up against our own Carter Chickering in the second round of 95-7 The Game Fantasy Playoffs. And something was, he came up and gave me dap, but I just thought about it during the break. We're enemies, dude. Like, I got Stafford going tonight.
This is the way you talk about fantasy.
You need to be Stafford. Matt Stafford.
Good luck, Carter.
That hurts, Goo.
I love you, man.
Championship coming soon.
You know what? I'm going to spend it at the cafeteria if I win it all.
Well, I don't think you will. Sure. You never have.
And then I want you to win it if you're going to spend it on us.
A little bit. Come on. I got some IOUs out there. But other than that, you rooting for me. You said you were last week.
Carter takes the fantasy league in stride, doesn't take it too seriously, always has a smile on his face. You walk around here like you're actually Jim Harbaugh. That's why I've got to go with Carter.
Oh, boy. The truth comes out.
Let the chips fall where they may. You know me. I'm not a fan. I just like to observe.
Back to work.
There you go,
Jimmy. Attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Matt Stafford, Stoddy. Stafford.
All right. Anthony Slater of ESPN is going to join us in the afternoon hour sometime. He covers the Warriors for ESPN. Also, the boss asked a question, too, that I'll throw out. He's a big guy. You know, let me tell you something about some companies and corporations.
Yeah.
They like to keep things secret. They don't like to include listeners and the outside world. Our boss is different. He likes to peel back the curtain, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, why don't we just you talk to the listeners like we talk. It's like, yeah, we get it. You know, the 49ers are 10-4.
It's magical.
They don't play till Monday. But we come in and the Warriors are at the top of mind. And how come? And it's just, hey, man, Warriors right now are fascinating. And I think there's something about that these athletes, Curry and Draymond Green in particular, that we're so invested in them.
They're pulling at our heartstrings.
That we know we're at a pivotal point, And they're just on the top of everybody's mind right now.
But, and I'll say this to that, and I wholeheartedly agree, but do you think the fact that Steph Curry through 27 games is playing at the level he's playing at, it's almost like, and you don't have to agree, anybody listening, you don't, but Stani, it's almost like you owe him better. He deserves more.
Well, we've gotten into that again. Which now,
I'm asking you, because I think we talked about this yesterday, but I really didn't get the fit. The dynasty's over, right? You haven't been a player in what, 3-4? The dynasty's over. Just want to try to, how close can you get back to being a, what did Curry tell us in our face? I just want to have a chance.
The
dynasty's over.
I don't know. Was it over in 2022?
No, that resurrected it.
Right, but did we say it was over before the 2021-2022 season? They won in 18, right?
Yeah.
They lost in 19.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Okay.
They lost in 20, they like...
The James Wiseman 22 when they got like Curry's hand.
I think missed
hand.
The playoffs 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah.
So...
The dynasty's over.
Well...
I thought it was back when Jimmy got traded here. And that's why I'm on his neck about just, Jimmy, it's not bad, you're not playing, I just want more. But if you're telling me a theme to this Warrior team is nobody can go approach Jimmy and have that conversation, then what are we really doing?
So the Warriors won the finals in 17-18.
Yeah.
Then they lost in the finals. Okay, was the dynasty over?
No.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Then the following year they went 15-20. Was the dynasty over after that year?
No, there's an asterisk because Steph got hurt.
Then the year after that they were 39-33 and did not make the playoffs. Was the dynasty over?
They didn't score in the last 5 minutes against Memphis.
Right.
Curry
so they
did.
missed the playoffs 2 years in a row after their first title.
Right,
they have not done that.
What happened after that?
Then they won. They won the finals.
And what's happened since?
They've lost in the conference semis,
Lakers.
Missed the playoffs, lost in the conference semis.
You tell me what,
just
on your metric, Evan, on your metric, does that sound like a dynasty steal or a thing of the past?
I mean, you can't call them a dynasty.
Yeah, you just can't.
Well, for example, the Celtics won in 81, 84, 86.
Look at my man.
All right, that was their last championship in 86. So if you want to say the dynasty's over, you could say that. Okay, in 87, they got to the finals and lost. I get it wasn't a title.
All right.
But
that's what we're looking for.
They're still right there.
We're looking for our 87. Or are those days over? Playing last year.
Yeah, this is the thing. There's no definite definition on a dynasty. The Spurs, they had a gap of 3 years 1 year, right? They won four and then they didn't win. And then with Kawhi, they won it. And I don't know if... I mean, what I'm more interested in is where they won in 22
out of nowhere.
And this is where I think fans are kind of missing the boat. If you're telling me, and it looks precarious now, but if you're telling me the Warriors won in 22, they got in the second round in 23.
That's the Jordan Poole.
Missed in 24. Got to the playoffs last year and got to the second round. Let's just say they get to the playoffs this year and lose in the first round. Okay?
Yeah.
If moving forward, they kind of continue to be a playoff team, then the Warriors handled the end of this probably better than 95% of teams that ever had a dynasty. And what I mean by that is if you're telling me they win in 2022... They make the playoffs in three of the next 4 years. If you're telling me that's the low point, or we're kind of in our low point now, let's say they miss the playoffs and then they get back next year and this is the low point. It was unbelievable how they got out of a dynasty into productivity.
I don't agree because Steph Curry, you're wasting them. And that's, I can feel how I feel, Stani. And right now, I feel like they're wasting them. And that's why I think Steve Kerr is panicked. He's not giving anything enough time to run its course. And now you got the Jonathan Kuminga thing hovering over you in regard to if you're going to move him or not. Why I don't see success in that, and many people might agree with you from afar, is, darn it, I thought it was going to be Steph was one of the guys to age like Draymond And then we could be like, yeah, this was a great run and have true perspective. But with Steph playing at a MVP level this season when he's out there, this has been a failure to me. And it has to get better. But right now, partner, it looks like it's getting worse by the day.
Nobody expected Curry to age like Draymond. All we talked about the whole career for Curry is how he's got a chance to age well.
But we expected Wiseman to be a part of your
Wiseman
future.
Doesn't
we expected
matter.
Kuminga. It does matter. That's why you're devoid of talent now with this roster.
Okay.
You can't. I'm just saying, if we're going to sit here and keep it real and wonder why the others are being questioned, we struck out three damn times with some top picks. You don't just get to fix that and get back in line.
Well, don't think they can stay on top.
They got Steph
I don't
Curry.
Understand.
They got Steph.
That's
I'm
one guy.
They got Steph.
One guy they got.
They got Jimmy Butler.
Why don't you
They got Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
We need a different version of Jimmy. Okay.
So you're still stuck on that they're as good as other big twos and big threes. So I'll go down the list. Oklahoma City's got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams. They got their three best players are better than your three players, okay, and their role players are better than your role players. But you think they're going to play them in the Western Conference Finals. Let's go to David in Maryland. What's up, David? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing okay, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Doing well.
Great, guys. I just wanted to talk about the roster. Just the whole conversation of how, you know, Steve Kerr said that he believes that we have the roster. Right now, I would slightly actually agree with him on that.
Okay.
I do believe that we do have some of the people that we need. But I do also believe that some trades do need to be made. I want to talk about just a comment on Will Richard, and you know, say that it's comments like that from Steve Kerr that birth the Jim Parks of the world. You know, like saying that you're not going to play someone because you want to give respect to the older players. Mind you, I love Steph. I love all the older guys.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have some kind of young blood inserted into this lineup.
Mm.
I know our young guys haven't been the best, but if anyone has showed a lot of promise, I mean, look at Will Richard. He's great. He's a great player, in my opinion. And you know, Guru, I wanted to ask if I could get some... if I could get you to agree with something for me,
you know,
Jim Park is a guy I just mentioned. He put out a video today, almost slightly agreeing with Kerr in terms of we have the roster, and he composed his own little 9-10 person roster. I want your take on that. I wouldn't mind if you went in and listened to that as the latest video he just dropped. It would really do a lot for me. But
right. Okay, I'll give that to you.
Well, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
He asked me to do a task for him, and then you were. So I'll be back Monday. I'll do it over the weekend, but had that been studied, you'd have been like, hey, talk to you Monday. You just poo-pooed that.
He was like this guy. My daughter had a friend. I can't remember his name. Was it Kyle? I think his name was Kyle. And he was about 25, 24. And my daughter Grace said, hey, I got a friend Kyle. And he wants to get into sports broadcasting, and he'd love to talk to you. I said, sure, hon, I'll talk to him. Yeah. So Kyle calls me and, hey, you know, I'm in Pennsylvania, but I'm thinking of coming. Are there any jobs out there? I'm like, you know, it's tough business. You know, you got to pay your dues. And you know, but there's, you know, I can talk to my boss about internships. And da, 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 da. He goes, yeah, because I'm doing this out here and I think I'm coming out. And he goes, hey, well, listen, hey, you hear of an opening, make sure you give me a call. Okay.
I'm like,
who is this guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes and ears open for a friend of my daughter's I've never heard of who's just rude to me.
You work for me, buddy.
He's still looking, by the way, 9 years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to be Jim Park. Have you heard of that name?
I know who he is.
This kid's an idiot.
He's on Twitter?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I just know him from way back.
All right, I'm going to look at it.
Way back. Yeah,
like, so, yeah, Steiny, real quick, somebody in the chat said Goo had no comeback to Steiny's OKC. He's right. There was nothing there, but no, it's not
okay,
about.
Okay, now let's do Denver. Now let's do Houston.
Jokic, yeah, I got you.
So can Jimmy Butler play well enough to elevate Curry, Butler, and Green back into –
What if I told you those are my expectations, well, and he's not meeting them, those clearly.
So you expect, how old's Jokic and Murray? They're both under 30, right?
I want to say.
I think.
Dude, Denver's bad.
You're starting to answer your own questions here, which I'm proud of.
Sonny, I'm just trying to stay out of the play-in.
You may stay out of the play-in. you might very well do that. And you know what? Let me tell you silver lining. Freaking laugh.
What you about to say?
It's a hell of a draft this year.
If you get right.
Well, has Mike Dunleavy had a high pick? No. Give him a chance.
I don't want him to have one. That's my study. Here in the next couple
years. Yeah, great. You want him in seventh.
Dude, come on, man. You do get that you're wasting right now. Hey, look. I know you think I'm panicked over the 13 and 14. They got ample time to get this fixed. What exactly to get fixed? It's between the ears, man. It is. Can I just say something? I can. Why I'm irritated and I think there's a victory lap that I don't want to take is what transpired yesterday when Steve Kerr said, hey, everybody, the guy that was a DMP, all of a sudden, when Steph Curry in practice, he didn't say this, and now he's playing. That's what fundamentally I'm talking about. It shouldn't take practice for you to play
young player, but practice shouldn't matter to Jonathan Kuminga.
Jonathan
freaking Kuminga.
I'm not saying.
Practice is important to Kerr and the young guys.
I think that email had something to do. Something funky is going on.
Relationship. Get your way.
For now.
You all babies, get your way. Well, Kuminga's going to play.
He should be playing. He's a top seven player on this team, and you know it.
He hadn't been after the game seven. With the Warriors, so the Warriors win it in 2022. My question is, what have they done to me? What have they done since 2022?
That was a stupid question, Steiny. Stupid.
To me, what the Warriors have done since 2022, they've staved off a rebuild. That's what they've done.
And they went and got what I thought was an alpha that was going to help.
Okay, but he didn't help enough. So now what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's above my pay grade.
Well, see, that's a cop-out.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't know the books. I don't know what.
Of course you do.
I don't know if they're over Draymond or not, if they might get frisky and put him in a package.
That's why I'm just asking you. I'm just asking you your opinion.
I'm Malcolm X. Do anything necessary.
No, you're not. You wouldn't trade Steph?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The whole goal is to keep that going here and be competitive.
They're competitive?
Stoney, stop. They're destined for the playing again.
Let's go to D in D.C. Hey, D, how you doing? Relax, Bobby. Settle down, Bobby in Los Altos. What's up, D?
What's going on, Sinatra? What's going on, Guru?
What's up, baby? Talk to us.
Hey, I noticed you're losing your mind, Guru. Are you out of your mind today, man? Hey, listen, man. I just want to rebut something you said earlier in regards to Jimmy. First of all, how can you be making $50+ million and taking plays off and you expect this dude to be the one to call anybody out?
Wow, man.
See, this is what's wrong with Warriors fans, man. You guys are asking people who are not giving it their all to go out there and call people out. First of all, Draymond, for instance. How can Draymond call anybody out when he's one of the most disrespectful person in the locker room? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to get our priorities right, man. The only person in this locker room that can call anybody out is Steph Curry.
No doubt,
man.
And
he's not doing that.
Wow.
So let's call him out.
Well, Mark Willard kind of did yesterday. I don't know if you heard the afternoon show. Just talking about everything that's done here in the Warrior world is Steph, you know, has some say. It was interesting, but I want somebody real quick here, D. I'm yearning for somebody, even a reporter, to ask Jimmy.
He's unavailable.
Can you do more? Like, this is really starting to bother me. Like, that's not even. Come on, man. And maybe Steph
that's
will do
problem.
It. I don't
that's
know.
The problem. That's the problem with San Francisco media, man. You guys are not asking the right questions. You guys are not pushing back on
Kerr. Right.
You're not pushing back on
Soft.
You're not pushing back on the players. Come on, man.
Yep. Thanks,
y'all,
Steve.
Y'all need to embody some of that. Y'all need to embody some of that New York energy, man.
Yeah, I agree, D. We're soft. Your boy included.
No, please.
Yeah, I was in the media. We're soft out here.
What does that mean?
It's, you know, we don't.
When Jimmy counts, you know what it means?
Gonna ask him.
I'll tell you exactly what it means. You know what it means?
Yeah, give it to
him. I'll tell you exactly what it means. Yeah. 20 years ago, somebody would be finding out where Brandon Ayuk lives and or go to the car dealership or watch dealership that he's going to say, hey, right. I'm a reporter.
I'm
what the
you.
Hell happened with you and the Niners?
I'm with you.
And if he says, none
See
of your damn business,
task, man,
you
I'm
still
ready.
Get a story out of it.
Steiny, I'm ready. I would do
hey,
that.
Hey, Bobby in Los Altos is getting mad. He's been on hold for 30
what?
Minutes. That's why he's been on hold oh. for 30 minutes.
That's Evan.
What's up, Bobby? No, it's me.
Oh.
Hey, Bobby.
Evan, that's the Kobe.
Almost didn't squeeze him in this break. What's up, Bobby?
Yo, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Hey, don't misrepresent that text. I never said I was mad. I said, out of courtesy, I may have to drop soon. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
That was my text. I did not say, why aren't you putting me on? Don't misrepresent
that's
me.
That's Steiny, Bobby. You know.
Millions of people.
You know that, Steiny.
Don't misrepresent me. Hey,
sound like Willard.
That Maryland.
Go ahead.
It's interesting that Maryland and D.C. We got these DMV callers because I'll just start off real quickly with a Maryland minute. Goo, your boy Eddie House.
Yeah.
His son Caden. He's going to University of Maryland on a basketball scholarship.
I saw that.
And the rookie of the year, this year in the NBA is going to be Derek Queen, University of Maryland. So that being said. Hey, I don't want to hear that sigh from you. I don't want to hear no sighs.
That was
That's
goo.
The truth. Hey, I'm disgusted with you guys. It was a victory Monday this week. I mean, it's like, did the Niners have another bye week that I was unaware of? Every time I tune in this week, hey, where's Steph Curry in the rotation?
Well, he's
what
in it.
Talk about before Monday Night Football next week. 4 hours of, does Guy Santos need a haircut?
Bobby.
I mean, Bobby,
let me go.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to take him behind the curtain.
Is Christian McCaffrey going to run for 80 yards against the Colts?
Bobby, we got a boss. We're putting up numbers, and there's a saying in the business. Bobby, I'm being real. You play the hits. And right now, the Warriors are the hits, man. We're not ignoring the Niners. We're going to get to them. But, B, this thing is hemorrhaging, man.
The Monday night game hurts the Niners this week.
Come on, B. We got to play the hits, man. And right now, the Warriors are – we don't know what – they're a runaway freight train.
All right, look, I'll give you – I want to give you my thoughts on the
okay.
Niners as
right.
well, reluctantly. But I want to tell you, if you guys don't even talk about the Niners on Monday, I'm going to throat punch Mahigian.
All
I'm
right.
going to find them. And throat punch him. But
and Cooper Flagg's rookie of the year. But go ahead, not like Queen. Go ahead.
Well, keep in mind you're in good shape because the Warriors don't play Sunday night.
Go ahead, B.
Hey, Derek Queen and Cooper Flagg played on the same high school team.
I know.
Cooper Flagg's nothing. He's nothing without Derek Queen. All right, that being said, look, at the beginning of the year, I may be making this up, but I thought Steve said, like, you know, this team was 14 deep or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And I guess you could view that as a positive. But I realized he was right. We're interchangeable from 2 to 15. Interchangeable vanilla. Trade them all. Trade
wow.
the next 10 years of unprotected draft picks. Because, like you said, Goo, let's blow this up. Let's give Steph support. I mean, did we forget that Captain America at the Olympics, gold medal game, crunch time.
Hello.
KD and LeBron were hanging out at the corner, and Steph said, oh, Batum, Wemby, no problem. Let me just shoot my threes over you and win this for America. Steph is all we need. So blow it up. Get rid of these, as you guys call them, Jags. And give him the support he needs. I don't care what happens to this team after Steph is gone, but that brother, it gets 40 points. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost a step. He hasn't lost anything. In fact, he's getting better. So can we respect
all
what
right.
we have and not worry about the next 10 years and just give him support?
Thanks, Bobby. We got
to
get out.
Yeah. And I've been trying to talk Niners all week.
What's there to talk about?
It's a big
it's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by the Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. Ring in 2026 in unforgettable style. Join Inn at the Tides Bayview Restaurant for a New Year's Eve celebration with guest of honor, Kate McMurray. Enjoy a luxurious multi-course wine pair dinner and a sparkling midnight toast. You can reserve right now at inatthetides.com.
9570.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You guys don't even talk about the Niners on Monday. I'm going to throat punch Mahigian.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Keep in mind, 49ers, Colts, Monday night.
I cannot wait.
Monday night. But sure, Bobby.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
do four
Tuesday,
hours
yeah.
of what they call preview radio.
I'm going to throat punch Mahigian.
Who's Trent Williams lining up against?
Dude, Lucas
and
Oil
don't forget
Stadium.
That. Don't forget the Colts still have that one of the great Quentin Nelson. Is that his name?
He's retired. I'm surprised, Steiny, that you're not more interested in this game, though.
I am interested in this game.
Considering there's a quarterback for the Colts that's your age.
That's amazing, man.
Okay, if we're going to talk
and
about
he went up against Seattle's defense and survived. What do you think he's going to do against the Niners?
Thrive. But Sal will have something for him.
Yeah. Think he's coming back?
Who?
Robert.
No, he's going to Michigan.
Listen, I want to say too soon, but they're looking for a coach.
Yeah, just saying. They're coming.
He's a pro coach.
Well, what? Not head coach, he's not.
Well, the Jets don't.
He hasn't proven it. Hasn't proven he can be a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
He still hasn't proven he can be a head coach in the NFL and have success.
I'm tired of fighting.
Well, just lay out more then.
It's hard for me. Hey, we got some good news.
This ought to be good.
We do?
Yeah, yesterday, we were months back, a guy that we worked for in the Bay knows, a legend, did broadcast play-by-play for every team. The great Greg Papa had a battle with cancer, and it's in remission, and he will be back. It was announced yesterday to broadcast the call the last two games of the Niners season. I mean, just that's incredible, man. And yeah. I don't want to make this about me. You know, I send him a text. He texts back, and I come in to find out you got the same text, and so did the boss. But it ain't about us. It's about him. Greg, we love you, and life is beautiful, Sonny. A lot of people don't get to experience what he is experiencing right now, beating cancer's butt.
Yeah, he's doing well. He must be doing well. I haven't talked to him in about a month.
Okay.
But he was kind of targeting spring-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's mid-December and he's back.
Beautiful.
I know he went through some very intensive stuff in either early November or late October.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I saw that news and
good news.
Real
man.
Good news. One of the legends of Bay Area broadcasting, Greg Papa, back in the booth for the 49ers. Dare I say where he belongs.
Do you have a problem if I call him? I know Evan's one of his favorites of all
careful
time.
Careful here.
My Bill King.
Okay. You can call him
anything
you want.
I remember him doing Warrior games, Steiny.
Yeah, it'd been 1994 and prior.
Sleepy Floyd's got a Superman.
This is a text that might be the most important one that I read today from the Boxer and Gerson Work
let's,
Injury Attorneys text
see.
Line, who maintains Quentin Nelson is not retired.
Oh, boy.
Oh, E, I'm happy you messed up after your COVID day.
I would like to thank 530. Is that Portland? Love you, Portland.
E, who were you thinking about?
I think I was
Tony
thinking of
Mandarich?
No, I think I was thinking of just
Tony.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, might be coming on the station on Monday.
Wow.
So, well, are you happy, Bobby?
Yeah, take that for data.
I'm going to throat punch Mahegan.
Mahegan will put him in the box.
We don't know anything about Bobby's measurements or weight.
Mahegan's guy lived in Chicago.
The suburbs. Forest Hill. Or Lake Forest or whatever. I don't know.
He can handle himself.
Nah, he's a...
I can tell.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I was talking about this, but I can't find the text that I sent it on. You know, the one thing I was wondering is, you know what I'm noticing, too, about the Warriors a little bit over the years?
Give it to me.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Somebody said Guru must have looked up that info for Evan. Go ahead, Snotty. Go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry.
It was so profound.
That's been happening a lot lately.
Yeah, because...
To you over there.
Yeah, it usually jump-started by an interruption or a blurt.
You're so insecure.
It's not insecure. It's I can't keep my train of thought.
Well, that's a personal thing.
No, but, you know, it was something about...
You got a text or... No, Warrior-related. You were thinking... Oh, Lord.
You ever notice the Warriors? I know what it is. You ever notice when the Warriors were really good, they used to be able to play guys off the floor?
We watched it.
They can't do it anymore.
Hello?
Look at Rudy Gobert the other night.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like he used to really, really struggle to stay on the floor against the Warriors.
That's a great call, man.
And they've just been there more and more, and I'm not saying he's marginal, but like just more and more kind of marginal big men are making an impact.
But
clinging.
Are you shocked though?
Clinging.
Yeah, no doubt.
Guys
I'm
like
you.
Clinging.
Are you shocked?
And I'm not taking a shot at him, but
well, yeah, you are.
He wouldn't have been able to play against Warrior teams 4 years ago.
And he the couple Fridays I was in the house where Klingon was balling when Portland beat us. I'm with you. But that's just erosion. Attrition, right?
Right. From
depth and having top tier players. Like, I don't know, man.
By the way.
They better win tonight. Yeah.
Just a couple of practice updates from the Niners for our Bobby contingency out there.
Yeah.
49ers linebacker Tatum Bethune, Sam Okawano, and Yetur Gross-Matos, along with Renardo Green, are limited today. No practice for Nick Martin, Spencer Burford, Jordan Elliott, and Ricky Pearsall.
That's the one that sticks out to me. Good Lord. Well,
we can talk 15 minutes about being worried about Ricky Pearsall's injury.
Or
you worried?
Nick Martin, you basically got nothing from him this
year.
Here
he is, Kuminga.
No, Kuminga's done something. I love you, Nick, but yeah.
The idea.
Dude, I'll never forget that. Somebody's got an idea for Kuminga if they move him. Who? Clippers that have no young talent.
Yeah, John Collins.
Dude, could you imagine?
I love people like, hey, let's go get Zubats. Yeah, you'll take John Collins and like it.
Do you got a good feeling about tonight and the Sun matchup?
No, I don't.
Evan and I do. I mean, they're not getting ran off the court by 30, Stoney. I mean, they were up 10 on Portland.
Well, honestly.
Five with 2.5 minutes left, and you just, what's going to, what?
Can I help you if you want to bet on this game? There's a player who's in question, and he'll make all the difference on what team you bet on.
Remember the last time you did this, Stiney?
Too late.
It was about DiVincenzo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was
you
my
should
bad.
Shut your yapper right. I'm going Coles.
Yeah.
Dude, he hit the daggers, three of them, last Friday.
Grayson Allen, questionable tonight. So, if Grayson Allen doesn't play, load up on the Warriors.
That's not going to, like, we both love Grayson Allen.
Well, you started loving him once I started talking about him being good.
Anyway,
it happens it's a lot over
it's,
time.
It's about what we're doing on Golden State. It's about what we're doing.
And what is that?
Trying to win.
This is Eddie Johnson on where he thinks the Warriors are. Eddie Johnson, of course, is a Phoenix color man on radio or analyst on... Anyway, he's a big boy. Former Rocket, former Sun. He's on NBA Sirius XM radio. He knows his stuff. He comes on with a morning show, and this is what he had to say.
Golden State Warriors fans need to understand you had a great run. And no matter how great Curry shows you things on the court now, it might not be enough. Draymond is not the Draymond was only energized and his game was put up there to high level. It was based on what he had around him. And he had Clay and Steph around him. And then he had all the ancillary parts too, right? That were high, you know, he had guys around him in that championship run that made him look even better than what he was. And it's pretty obvious because think about it. When Curry is out, Draymond's numbers go right to the bottom. So that's the part of the issue. And Curry can't energize the team to the level that he once could, even though he's still scoring a lot of points. You think about it. Curry, back in the day, he would be spectacular, but only scoring 28 points. Now he's got to be spectacular and score 40. And it still is not enough.
Wow. I mean, wow. That was a bar. And all I'll say, and I mean this, I'm not picking on Draymond Green, but I would love for him to start his next podcast and talk about what's going on with his turnovers and where he thinks he's at right now in his career. That's all I ask and yearn for. Just some honesty and accountability. And that's why I want to hear Jimmy Butler's rebuttal to people that are clamoring for him to do more. Because if you're right, and I'll throw it back to you, he's not going to do more, and we can't even knock at that door to ask him, we are cooked like some fish in a frying pan.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't ask Jimmy Butler or tell him, you know, that you need more out of him.
You shouldn't have to.
Well, he can't. Like, I think he's given you, like, I don't understand. Like, this is Jimmy Butler we're talking about. And look at the numbers. The numbers are still good. I think the reality of the situation is this is the way a guy like Jimmy Butler should be winding down because he can't do what he's done consistently.
Then you're like, a move so, away for like, sure, Stoney, or now we need another Jimmy Butler, it
yes,
sounds like.
That's correct.
I don't think that's how they drew it up when they got him last
sure
year.
Isn't.
They thought it was suffice.
I'm sure it isn't.
And it looked great.
Right, but
and we were a hamstring away from maybe causing some noise.
But what they found out in the meantime is that Butler, Curry, and Green aren't quite good enough, and the role players aren't quite good enough.
Can I be honest? When do you think they found that out?
Like, they're finding it out right now. Mm. I mean, Steve, like, when I said, I get it. I'm not Steve Kerr. I'm an idiot. He's a head coach. But he told you about when Butler got there right away, they needed to start winning. Boom, they did. They went 23-8. But now the season's starting anew, and it's a 6-month season. And they're old.
And so they can't play at the level they played 23-8 over 80 games. The problem I'm having is we all knew it. Like, we knew it. I asked the question a million times. How do the Golden State Warriors load manage the veterans like they need to, but stay good enough to stay in the top six? How? I still don't think we have an answer to that question. And maybe the answer is they can't.
I'm hearing you, man, and I'm coming up with another bad analogy, but you tell me what you think of this and if it fits. Steiny, when I was in my prime, 25, 24 years old, I could go out drinking every night with the best of them. Wake up the next morning, mm-hmm. go to work and function. Are you telling me that's how the Warriors at this
that's
age
what I'm
for
telling
Jimmy?
You.
Wow, because I can't do that now. Yeah. I would be whooped. It would. It's
right.
So are you equating that with games coming as fast as they're coming?
Yes, essentially.
Then explain LeBron. Explain Steph.
Those are called anomalies, and they're rightfully so. They're anomalies.
Damn.
They are one of a kind, two of a kind. So, Eddie Johnson, they asked him about Steve Kerr. What do you think of Steve Kerr?
Maybe his ability to communicate with players. But right now, with he and Kuminga, it doesn't look like that's the case, right? Mm. I would say his demeanor on the bench. You know, a lot of players like coaches that aren't stand-up and confrontational with their body language while you're playing. It just doesn't work sometimes for players that look over and see it. Player turns it over and a coach is over there shaking his head and throwing his hand and all of that. Steve doesn't do that. Coach that believes in you and allows you to play your game. And then that's the way I view Steve.
Well, Draymond does it for him.
Does what for him?
Bonte called me last night, just out of the blue. Huh. I talked to him. Called me out of the blue. Yeah. Said his daughter had heard my rant and she was laughing. And as he called me, I'm watching the Portland Warrior game. Mm. Third quarter, Draymond Green loses the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Stops dead in his tracks. Didn't even get to half court. Plays going the other way. Throws his hands up. And just stands there while Portland is trying to score on the other end. And I just have, like, you got to come out of the game. You got to pay for that. How are you going to turn it over, throw your hands up, stop, as the rest of your brethren are trying to stop Portland from scoring? Like, that was just, I didn't catch that in real time Sunday. Like, yuck. And this is one of your leaders. But he can't be checked. I'm gonna watch tonight.
Yeah, dude.
That stuff you can control.
What?
What I just Draymond throw, not running back.
I know. I saw it. It was a terrible pass.
But you got to come out. See, and that you're laughing.
Yes,
but
I'm laughing because
he won't bring up that play on his podcast. He won't talk about the real.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, he'll lump them all together and say, I have to be better. And he does. He does. They know that. Somebody wants to know if you do. Yeah, he will get upset about pods.
Do you guys really want to be real about pods?
I don't get it.
Why not? The only thing, and I told you Willard and Dibs this the other day doing the crossover. If we really did the autopsy on Pods as a Golden State Warrior, the only bullets he's really taken is because people feel like he hasn't earned his minutes. And I'm watching the game. There was Pods before he was talking, and the talking's hurt him in the court of public opinion, if you're into that. But let's not sit here and act like this dude's a bum, super-duper scrub. And I've never been a Pods defender. I've been shocked that a dude could come out of college, play with the guys with the IQ of Steph Dre, and not be the butt of all jokes. The only reason people hate him is because of how he looks. And the only reason people are hating on him is because they think Kuminga and Moody didn't get the same chances. But if we really just looked at Pods, the basketball player, there's been some good with bad. So I think Curry deserves more of a running mate than Pods. But let's not just piss on the kid like he's a bum and he hasn't done anything. I got to just keep it real on that, man. And then since all this is like the old Tony, give me the keys, that hurt him. That crushed him. You don't do that. And now you're wondering why your name comes up when it shouldn't be. Because now people are linking you like you're getting a scholarship. But you have played your ass off at times to maintain that role.
Yeah, you
now
know what?
Now the role's coming down some. But, Stoney, I'm watching him play efficiently at times. But, man, Kuminga's the one that disappoints me. His play.
I mean, listen, you said, you know, people don't like Pods because of the way he looks and because they think he's got a long, he's
right.
The coach. He brown noses the coach.
Right.
No, there are some people that don't like him because of legitimate basketball reasons, me.
Got you.
I think he tries to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think he tries to do too much. He wants to interject himself a little too much at times I think that are too important for him, but whatever. I mean, Pods is part of the problem.
Right.
Because he ain't consistent. He's not consistent.
And you need more out there if you're going to go up against these beasts in the West. For like, Stoney, what if I said this to you? And you've always had this retort. He had no business starting, but you kept saying they don't have. Well, that's on Mike D and Lacob and Kerr.
That's why this isn't just one
you
thing.
You should never have a guy starting by default. That's your fault.
Sometimes you don't have enough good players. And like, seriously.
Right.
Okay.
Who's that on? That's all. Goo, I got you.
We can go and make a list of 10 Warrior employees: Lacob, Dunleavy, Kerr, Curry, Draymond, Eric Housen.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, like, what
go ahead. We could just go down the list and rip them all. And that would be fair because it's too many things.
Right.
There's so many things going on here.
It's not ripping.
And the idea that one Nick Friedel, hey, can we make a big trade?
As far as potential deals go, guys, I don't think there is a deal that takes the Warriors from where they're at right now, 13-14, a mediocre team, to the place everybody wants them to be. To me, the deal that would be the most fascinating, certainly, and would create the most interest is Giannis. And that's a conversation all three of us have been having for years. It was always Giannis and Steph. How's that going to go? Could it actually happen? Who knows? But it's more tangible, at least the mirage of it, than it's ever been because of what's going on in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Nick, a mirage, but it's tangible. Interesting phrasing. Mm. Is a mirage even tangible? Mm. Fascinating choice of words from Nick.
Because a mirage is not real.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, it is in Vegas.
That's having you stuff. That's pretty good, E.
You know what? We're going to have Anthony Slater on probably in the 12 or 1 o'clock hour. And he wrote a story about Klay Thompson. And pretty interesting story. Obviously, Tim McMahon, who's the writer in Dallas, talked to Klay, and Slater was here, and he talked to Draymond and Steph. And it was an interesting conversation, and they brought up the idea of Klay's career and would he come back. And the three of us were in the room with Nahigian, and Nahigian reads the quote from Curry saying, you know, if he was available and call him, I'd want to get the idea of Klay coming back. You've got to be kidding me.
And I was mad.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah. No, we're not.
Like, unfortunately, if the Warriors get Klay Thompson back, isn't that a sign it's over in a way?
No, my question is, and I told you this.
To me, it's
over. I never wanted Klay gone. And I was on his helmet when he was shooting bad. But you know, the sports romantic in me, again, I'm breaking that out, is I wanted all these guys with Kerr to go out at the same time. For better or for worse, I cited marriage verses. And now you're telling me he's gone, and now we're already this far, this soon? You're talking about having him back and you're hemorrhaging at 13-14? I didn't like. Excuse me, Stani. I'm like, this is the last thing we should be talking about. And I play Dallas on Christmas.
I mean, I do understand that, you know, they get asked what they get asked and they have to answer. I am a little surprised that Steph didn't say, well, you know, I mean, we're not there, but, you know, sure, never say never. But, you know,
where's
we're
that?
Here.
But why did he leave? You should have kept him from leaving if it was all that, okay. Which I thought it was.
Okay, well, does Steph sign off on stuff or not?
According to who you talk to, Willard, he might give you an answer. You talk to he's got to be involved. Draymond told us he's been involved.
Okay, well then Klay, then Draymond and Steph were okay with the Klay trade.
I got a quote.
Period.
Yeah.
End of story.
Dray said he was happy Klay needed to be in a new spot. He told us. He shared us with that.
Yeah. So there it is. I mean, I'll tell you this: if Klay were still on the team, they wouldn't be in any better spot. I don't think. But, I mean, Klay Thompson, I mean, to me, that is utter fantasy. I mean, maybe he signs a one-day contract.
Or maybe if the team was 21-5, it would be great. Like, you do that when you're winning, not when you're struggling and juggling.
Yeah.
That's what hurt. That's what cut me about it. Like, that's what winners get to do and fantasize about because you're handling business. But when you're hemorrhaging like we are right now,
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570. I see Steve. I see Flea. I see Melinda. So I'll get to you all on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
My My mom.
My dad.
Works for Caltrans.
On the freeway.
Right next to speeding cars.
Please be careful.
Flashing lights mean move over.
Brought to you by the kids of Caltrans.
All right, I've covered the Bay Area sports scene for a lot of years, and I've seen athletes go through it all. Highs, lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to injury law firm. And whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is a local company, and they win. Millions of dollars have been recovered for clients across the region, and it's one of the reasons, just one of the reasons, why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay four separate times. So if you've been hurt, or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or you can go online and visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. Because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.